This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's Mental Wealth with me, Dr. T.K. Harris. Welcome. Let's talk about obsessions, compulsions, and waswas. Extremely troublesome. But with modern treatments, which are very straightforward, they can be made to reduce and we can make peace with them. So in this video, we'll understand where they come from. Notice I say make peace with them because it's not about making them go away, although that might happen, but more often people find a way to live with them so that they don't bother you. If you remember from the last video, the brain always has thoughts going on. And a lot of the thoughts, especially the unexpected ones, arise from the nafs. Let's go back to the original picture of the nafs to remind ourselves of its functions. As you can see, it's got a number of inclinations, but it thinks emotionally, irrationally, and it's concerned with fairly basic things like protection, danger, safety, security, bonding. Now, those things are hardwired within us. Alhamdulillah, we have to live with them because they are there to serve a good purpose, but occasionally they can get out of control. When that happens, we become preoccupied with something. For example, religious, we can divide the waswas into these three areas: worshipping, washing, and worthiness. You might not think that you've done your salah perfectly, so you keep repeating it. You might not think that you have done wudu properly, so you keep washing or making sure that there is no dirt. You might not be sure that you feel worthy, that you're a good or a bad person, so you might carry on doing dua or simply have very unpleasant thoughts recurring in your mind about whether you are blessed or sinful. Remember that these things come from a good place. And it should be some reassurance to you that actually what that means is you're a very conscientious person. Most people with obsessions and compulsions, they come with a great sense of idealism and a great sense of perfectionism. Now, perfectionism is a problem. It's one of what we call a cognitive error. Cognitive errors are the kinds of things where we fall into a certain trap and we start believing our thoughts. And when we start believing our thoughts, we think they're facts and we confuse the two, and then we start to reason emotions or emotional thoughts. When that happens, we're starting to lose, because you cannot reason with the nafs. It's very powerful, it's very quick, and it came with a good reason. If you go back to the last video, we talked about the weather or an unwanted guest. Think about a storm heading towards you. It can be good or bad. Think about a guest coming to your door. They come with good reason. They might come with a warning to say, look out, there are burglars in the neighborhood. And they might be very difficult to get rid of. You can't reason with them. They might keep saying, there's a burglar, there's a burglar, there's a burglar, and you will not be able to get rid of them because they are convinced. You become convinced, or you try to do something to escape them. You deny that they're there. Or you try to reason with them by saying, oh, well, there isn't a burglar, but they are stronger than you and they'll keep saying it. So what do you do? First of all, you extend a hand of acceptance. Accept that these things are going to be there. The next thing you do is understand how we approach these sorts of thoughts and behaviors. And as a Muslim, and the way in which we do that is by approaching it in terms of the Muslim mind. It's three components: the nafs, the heart, and the intellect. The nafs is the emotional side. The way to deal with it is to accept it and to find a way to calm it. We'll talk about how to do that. It involves basically a deep meditative acceptance and dealing with your physical body. The second is the intellect, and the intellect's very good at questioning things, but it's not very good at winning arguments with the nafs. So instead, what we do with the intellect is we test the assumptions of the nafs. If it's saying that something bad will happen, we gently test. We can strike a deal with the nafs so that we don't find ourselves always losing out arguments. And thirdly, the heart, the true self, and there are several methods which we will describe as to how we use the deen and our wisdom and our rules of conduct to make these things diminish. But for now, go back to a couple of videos go back to series one, where we talked about the nafs and how it behaves and its power, and seek the video on how to be a mindful geezer. That is a way in which you can calm the nafs. Another way to calm the nafs is to entertain it. Go and find the video where I've just uploaded a whole bunch of people laughing. That will also help you to calm your nafs. We'll talk more about these things in the next video. Keep with me and have faith. Have faith in yourself and have faith in Allah, because these things can be conquered and you can live with them. One more thing. Medicine also works, and I'll describe those a bit more as well. Stay faithful and hang on, and I will keep helping you, inshallah. Wassalam.